Thank you for calling customer service. This is our tree speaking. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, hi, my name is Jason. And earlier this afternoon, I got a charge from you guys for rejuvenation cream at 12:30 for $89. I didn't order that. There must be some kind of mistake.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 91710.
Your name is?
Jason Anderson.
Yes, sir. I'm not finding anybody with that name up under that zip code. 91710.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm not finding anybody.
Because on my bank, they told me that you guys took out $89 on a pending transaction for rejuvenation cream. And
okay,
your number
can I have the last
on the
four
bank
of the card?
The last four of what?
The card that was billed.
Yes, it's 9620.
And can you verify your shipping address?
6032 Ida Court, Chino, California. 91710.
Yes, sir. That number is only not bringing up your name. 9620, the last four, is not bringing up your name. And neither is the zip code. So what happens sometimes is that the companies change their numbers. The bank has an alternate number, so if you call your bank on tomorrow, they'll be able to give you an alternate number in which you can call to see why you were billed for that.
I already did call them, and they told me to call you guys first, and if you guys weren't willing to work with me, to call them back, and they'll do it.
It's not that we're not willing to work with you. It's we're not able to find an account. So 9 times out of 10, that means you don't have an account with us.
If I don't have an account, then how did I get charged?
Okay, let me check one more.
The $89 is already taken out of my account.
You said 910. What's your zip code? 91710, right?
91710.
And your name is Jason Anderson?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you were on a different system. Okay. It looks like you ordered some keto rapid burn. Do you recall ordering keto rapid burn, sir? That was ordered on 8:15. 8:15 at 4:40 p.m. in which you paid $6.59 for shipping and handling on a 14-day trial in which they send out a 30-day supply. If you did not call to cancel within those first 14 days, they automatically bill you the $89.59 that it is for that product. And you're automatically signed up for auto ship and auto bill.
Yeah, can you take me off there and then credit the money back? Because I canceled that as soon as I ordered it and got my confirmation number for the $6. I unsubscribed from it right after.
Okay, what was your cancellation number?
My cancellation number?
Yes. You said you got a cancellation number, so what was the cancellation number?
No, I got the confirmation. I got the receipt for it and everything. It came in the mail. It was only $6, but as soon as I ordered it, I unsubscribed right after.
No, sir. In our
on the
computer,
email.
It shows everything you've done, and it doesn't say where you that you unsubscribed. Now, it says today at 1:34 p.m., that somebody paused it, but it doesn't say that it was paused earlier than that. So if it was paused today, that's why you were billed, because it is after the 14 days. So that would make it a valid charge. So unfortunately, all anything I would be able to do is just cancel it from reoccurring on your account. I wouldn't be able to refund it.
Well, why not? I canceled it right after I got the confirmation number for the $695 bottle.
No, sir. You canceled it at 143.
I went to my email and I unsubscribed from it.
Yes, you unsubscribed from the email service. You never called us to cancel. And it says that you called today at 134. You unsubscribed from an email service, sir. Not from us.
Yeah, that's all it said.
Yeah, you would physically have to call in to cancel a product that you ordered.
Okay. Well, I did that a long time ago on the 15th. Her name was Jennifer.
Her name was Jennifer?
Jennifer Cesario.
No, sir. It wasn't. Because we have to leave notes on the account, and there's no note from Jennifer. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and cancel the account. And so you won't be billed or shipped any more products. So give me 1 second.
Yeah, but I also want my $89 back because I canceled right after.
No, sir.
And I talked to Jennifer Cesario.
There's no Jennifer Cesario on your account.
Well, if I have to pull out my phone records and get them printed out, I could show you that I called you guys.
Yes, sir. I do understand that. But at this point...
Because right now, you're calling me a liar, and I don't like that. I don't like it.
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just telling you what I see.
I work hard for my money, man.
Yes, sir. I understand that. And I work hard for mine, too. And you're getting the attitude with the wrong person.
I know.
And I'm telling you, it's no Jennifer Cesario in these notes. And we have to go by the notes. So all I can tell you is what I can do for you, which is cancel the account. And that's it.
All right. Well, can you cancel the account? I'll call my bank back.
Yes, sir. And when you call them back, just so you know, heads up, they're going to call us and ask us for a tracking number. And if we provide a tracking number to them showing that the product was received and delivered to your address, at that point, you will be ineligible for a refund with them.
Well, we'll let them deal with that because I called you guys to cancel right after. And you guys are saying you have no proof of that.
Yes, sir. Well, is there anything else that I can assist you with?
I have proof I called.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with tonight?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you continue to have a great day.
All right. Bye.